Fellow Americans, welcome to This Week in Review. Your weekly rip and read alternative media thing. The big story of the week is, as you know, enormous quantities of weapons of mass destruction have finally been discovered in Iraq. Stashes of cruise missiles, bunker busters, uranium tip shells, cluster bombs, wire-guided missiles, tomahawks. This is the most enormous and dangerous arsenal in the world, said an unnamed source. Weapons provided by Raytheon. The U.S. Pentagon is a subsidiary of Raytheon, or the Carlyle Group, or Dick Cheney, or the other way around, or our staff is looking into this. And we'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll let you know once we hit the bottom of it. The following story, paraphrased from Reuters, May 21st, 2003. Soros watchdog to monitor U.S. use of Iraqi oil. Billionaire, investor, and philanthropist. Doesn't that mean bird watcher? Anyway, George Soros said on Tuesday he was setting up a watchdog group to guard against any abuses in how the United States manages Iraq's oil resources while it occupies Baghdad. Not a bird watcher, philanthropist dog watcher, George Soros, also said he hoped Iraq would not repay all its foreign debt stemming from Saddam Hussein's years in power, in order, he said, to discourage the practice of lending money to dictators. Cool. I personally would favor not paying in full the debts incurred by the Saddam Hussein regime, Soros said. I think that would send a very healthy signal to the financial markets and others that extending credit to dictatorships is not without risk. Whoa. Suggesting capitalism with ethics or something? Don't laugh, it could happen. Citing reports that a handful of U.S. corporations were winning huge reconstruction contracts from Washington without competitive bidding. I thought Washington was a U.S. contract won by corporations, but Soros said many people around the world feared the United States might abuse its authority, which is very legitimate in the first place, while it and close ally Britain occupied post-war Iraq. He went on to say, it is very much in the interest of the United States to allay these fears, and we want to help, he said. A U.S.-drafted resolution pending in the U.N. Security Council would give the United States and Britain wide-ranging powers to run Iraq, not to be confused with run amok, and control its oil industry until a permanent government was set up. A process that could take years. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte? John Death Squad Negroponte? Was that him? Negroponte. Wouldn't that translate Black Pope? Negroponte? There was a Black Pope. He's not African. Is the Pope African American? No, I don't think so. He isn't now, no, never was an African-American pope. Not to my knowledge. I don't know that much about popes. But anyway, I think the Black Pope, I think they came because they didn't like him. History did not like him. He did something bad, like black is an evil. This was, of course, prior to, it wasn't a racist thing. Anyway, the Pope's not African-American, never was. This Pope isn't even Italian. He is Catholic, though. In the early 80s, I used to live in a town called Cape May, New Jersey. pretty cool little town. It's Key West North, if you can imagine that. A lot of gay folks there. I used to hang around with this black gay guy who was, how do you put it, flaming, but, you know, boisterous, funny, very funny guy. Anyway, he used to say, okay, I'm not very good at impersonations, but I'm going to try. He used to say, the trouble with the white man is that he has no ass. Except for the Italians. Apparently there is some sort of African-American Italian link going on there. But I get you don't notice unless you're with me, right? The guy that's in there now, the guy that let all the liberation theologists get mowed down by machine gun fire, that guy. He's neither African American, Italian. Therefore, he has no ass. The Pope has no ass. But, you know, it's hard to tell with, you know, they wear them robes. It's hard to tell. We don't know, really. But, you know, the implication is, by this definition, no ass. Now, if you've been following this Catholic Church thing over the last, you know, year and a half or so, you can see the implications. You can imagine the implications. So, where were we before that last thing happened? U.S. Ambassador John Death Squad, Black Pope Negroponte, later... Let's avoid confusion with this, because I'm getting confused, and I know what I'm talking about. Can't you tell? Let's just call him Dr. Doom. All right. U.S. Ambassador Dr. Doom Negroponte later told reporters the resolution required no additional safeguards. Of course not. The draft, he noted, would create an international advisory and monitoring board composed of representatives of the United Nations, carefully chosen, I'm sure, the International Monetary Fund, the Arab Fund for Social and Economic Development, or AFSED, and the World Bank. Sounds like the wolves guarding the weasel house, doesn't it? Dr. Doom Negroponte said, I don't think there need be any concern about the transparent manner in which these funds will be dealt with. No. The United States is pressing for a vote on Thursday on the resolution, which would establish a development fund with the Iraqi Central Bank to administer Iraq's oil revenues. What Iraqi Central Bank? All proceeds from oil sales would go into the development fund until an internationally recognized Iraqi government was set up, a process that could take years. The monies would then be dispersed at the direction of the United States and Britain, in consultation with an Iraqi interim administration that has yet to be set up, a process that could take years. The resolution would shield Iraq's oil revenues and the development fund from lawsuits. That's the least of their worries. Except in the case of an ecological disaster such as an oil spill. This is the usual practice for a fund administered by the United Nations, but not one over which the world body has no power. Whatever that means. Okay. That was from Reuters, sort of. Arabian wind, the needle's eye is thin. The ships of state sail on, we rush and drown in sand. So George Soros wants to oversee these. Is this the fox guarding the wolves, guarding the weasel house? I don't know. This Soros guy confuses me. I don't know. I don't know. We'll research that, and we'll let you know, our staff here. Good Fox? Bad Fox? Fox Network? Billionaire dog watcher? Philanthropist or what? What? Who is this guy? Do we trust this guy, or is being held in trust something for holding companies? We're looking into it. Our staff's looking into it. Caitlin, what do you think?
Yeah!
Well, there you go. Our staff just looked into it, and the answer is?
Yeah!
Or perhaps the answer is 43, for all you Douglas Adams people.
And though the truth must still lie somewhere in between.
In other news, the FCC hearings in Atlanta. Whoa. I happened to tune in when Amy Goodman was delivering a blazing speech. She was on top of her game. This woman is amazing. How does she do all this? Does this woman sleep? I hope so. We need you. Don't burn out on us. You know, kick back down then. But check this out. Amy's speech was followed by a cascade of public comments. The lesser-known alternative media folks and listeners, just plain folks, and don't take my word for this, go to kpftx.org and poke around for this audio, because you'll agree with me. She was upstaged. I'm not kidding. The eloquent, articulate, diverse, intellectual avalanche of language actually upstaged the brilliant speech made by Amy Goodman. Check it out. This is some of the most important and resounding audio now available. Check it out. This one stood out for me, you know. The redneck racist bastard pieces of shit. Am I allowed to say shit? Okay, I just said it. Anyway, these pieces of shit in Selma, Alabama, actually burned down the black community radio station. Burned it down! This is the new millennium. Look out, Pacifica and KPFT, your thunder has been stolen. KPFT was dynamited by the Klan in the 60s, and the whole network glorifies itself in this badge of honor. But we're back on the air. They're still off the air. We're back on the air. Let's talk about it. Hopefully interviews, outrage, and fundraising soon to follow. Let's talk about it. Hunter Grant will put them on the air. Hey, sounds like station number six. Station number six. We spend more than $100,000 fighting over diversity. Hey, Selma, Alabama. Think about it. Anyway, this whole enchilada boils down to five people on an FCC regulatory committee determining the future of U.S. media consolidation. And one dissident committee member from that board authorizing public hearings. Don't hold your breath, fellow Americans. This administration does not have a track record of giving a shit about public opinion. And by the way, the FCC was not created by any sort of public outcry for regulation. This government agency was created by RCA to rip off the FM frequencies. Check it out. Corporate media consolidation from the get-go. Crooked from day one. And these guys can make a good argument. Diversity? Yeah. You'll hear more urban, commercial, hip-hop, black music on a black demographic Clear Channel station than any alternative white elephant, right? Hey, you want diverse television? AOL Time Warner presents Univision. They got the Black Entertainment Network. They got that WB, whatever it is. Hey, they got the diverse. Please phrase your concerns in the form of a sitcom. Double entendre, sex jokes, and stereotypes, please. They got the Amos. They got the Andy. What do you want? You gotta love these media conglomerate arguments. Look how much it's improved. We have all these great channels.
We have all these great shows. Look how good it is. It's so good. It's so good. Let's make it better.
What about the rescue of the private first class Jessica Lynch? A lot has been said about that in the alternative media, but apparently one of the doctors taking care of Jessica put her in an ambulance and sent her toward an American checkpoint in an effort to save her life. As the ambulance approached the American checkpoint, they were fired upon. Therefore, the ambulance had to return to the Iraqi hospital where Jessica Lynch was henceforth rescued in the heroic Hollywood badly produced movie, Thank You, Pentagon. And the amazing caveat to this story is Jessica Lynch remembers nothing. Nothing. Her memory was totally wiped out, which, you know, I would imagine by the time she remembers anything, it ain't gonna matter.
To worship death. And this is what the God of War demands us. Think, finally, of what it means to die for a friend. It is deliberate.
You heard this, right? On Democracy Now? This week?
For friends,
can you believe this? This is Christopher Hedges delivering an anti-war speech at a commencement ceremony. Getting booed, hissed, and threatened. You'd think he was giving them a ballot or a bullet ultimatum.
Or let me say love.
Now that's what you get for pulling something like that at Bob Jones University. This just in. It wasn't Bob Jones University. It's some Eastern liberal arts college called Rockford. Let me say that again. It's an Eastern liberal arts college. Four years in an Eastern liberal arts college, and what do you get? Yammering, ignorant cannon fodder? I gotta blame this one on the curriculum. Well, what are they teaching? Colonial glory through the ages. 101. A little too much Kipling, maybe, eh, Rockford? And then there's this.
Hoy los cubanos en todo el mundo. Celebran el 20 de mayo, día de la independencia.
George Bush haranguing Cuba, Cuba, on Radio Martí.
Quienes luchan por ser libres. Los cubanos en todo el mundo.
If you think he sounds like an idiot when he's talking to us, think of what he sounds like. Think what he sounds like.
Bendiga a los cubanos.
It makes you want to be Canadian, doesn't it?
Por ser libres. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
Out of the night, when the full moon is bright, comes a horseman known as Zorro. His bold renegade.
a Z with his blade, a Z that stands for Zorro. Zorro, the fox, so cunning and free. Zorro, who makes the sign of the sea.
So look, I know this is an old joke, but I don't speak Mexican like the president, so El Presidente. So let's bring in a translator.
Hoy los cubanos en todo el mundo.
Es libre unsere Bewegung. Es libre unser deutsches Volk.
Celebran el 20 de mayo.
Der kostbarste Besitz auf dieser Welt aber ist das eigene Volk.
Día de la Independencia de Cuba.
Und für dieses Volk und dieses Volk.
En las Américas. Que Dios bendiga a los cubanos.
Wollen wir ringen und wollen wir kämpfen.
Quienes luchan por ser libres.
Und niemals erlahmen und niemals ermüden.
Muchas gracias.
Alberta Sproul, latest victim of the New York City police. It was an accident. Totally an accident. Look, wrong apartment. Please accept our heartfelt apology on your untimely death. But the thing about accidents, I mean, you know, real accidents, is that, you know, there's a random thing about accidents. That's why they call them accidents. They're random, you know. There's nothing random about the victims of the New York City Police Department. It's a pattern. It's a monochromatic pattern. Are you with me on this? What do you think, Harold?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment. My name is Howard Wooldridge. I'm a retired police officer from Bath Township, Michigan. And simply put, as another voice in law enforcement, as a colleague of mine once said, in terms of enforcement, in terms of stopping vehicles, it's two blacks, two browns, two yellows, or I don't stop the car, why bother? Of course, to use racial slurs, but that in a nutshell tells you where law enforcement is coming from and why there is this incredible disparity between who's arrested and who is not.
Institutional racism. I'm sorry. Too mild a term. Fill in your own term. Don't hold back.
Sunday the rains got come down and washed all the scum off the street.
Are you talking to me?
Thank you.
Pacifica politics.
Institutionalized racism. You know, the thing about the same old racism is that it's fairly predictable. Corporate racism is old hat. They do it because it's profitable. Divides the workers. It's a lever. It works. They deny it, and when they get caught, they apologize. Promote a few tokens, hire a PR firm, put color in their commercials, then back to business as usual. They got nothing on progressive plantation politics. In progressive plantations, here's what you do. You form a committee, and you call it the Diversity of Language Committee or something like that. Then you bring in the most abrasive, obnoxious white people to play out their John Brown fantasies. It's the Tarzan thing, the great white leaders of the poor, stupid underclasses of color. Then you invite the problematic people of color into your diversity committee. And you beat the crap out of them. Humiliate them. Treat them like dirt for their own good. The idea is to, you know, rile everybody up so they can work through their anger. Oh, the white folks know all about your anger. So let's get through that anger. Let's work it out. And when we're done with you, you will be burnt out, put in your place, and leave the diversity to the people who know best. White people! Because the white plantation folks will help you through your anger and introduce you to despair, hopelessness, and disempowerment. For example,
and but you're not the chair, and
I'm
you're not
to get
the
you
chair.
To
you're low. Not the chair.
Chair. Is
by the way,
chair.
Joy, would you please?
Chair.
Chair. Please.
Chair.
Can we respect the chair, please?
Ray.
You're not the chair. We're trying to set an agenda.
The name
down. And I wanted to apologize to Mimi. For not allowing her to abuse the time and take as much as she wants. I'm sorry for that. I won't do it again.
Well, if I may, just a point of clarification, unless you have a floating quota for floating quorum, sorry.
The...
Excuse me, just one clarification. I would
well,
not
I mean,
have voted one way or the other on it. Agenda items. I'm not trying to chauvinize you or anything else.
Absolutely not.
Willie,
you were not recognized by Ray.
So who is recognized around here?
Myself and Sheila. So I'm sorry, you know, please bear with us.
If you enforce it, Ray, because you are the chair, you are on a paid Pacifica phone conversation now. So you end it and you hang up. It's not a great complex issue how to do it, Ray.
No, it's not a great complex issue at all. I thought we had just exchanged a few ideas before we hung up.
Ray, it is inappropriate.
That was Mimi, what's-her-name, playing the role of Orville Forbes, or no, excuse me, Ava Braun. I don't be sexist about this. Carrying on a tradition begun by the great Thomas Jefferson himself, kicking the crap out of Haitians. So remember, fellow Americans, if you want to lord over the underclasses and flex your white supremacist muscles, remember, rednecks are out. Progressives are in. Come join us.